When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 16th edition. Hope you guys had a good Tuesday. Told you it'd be a wild, weird 13-game slate. So hope you guys enjoyed that. We're back with 8 games on your Wednesday. There's some day action as well. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, or you can find me in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord with the cheat sheet and more over there. Let's get cracking on this 8-game main slate. Only 4 totals for now. Red Sox Nationals 9, Phillies Jays 8. Orioles, Padres 8, Brewers, Dodgers 8.5. Waiting on some more there because there's a lot of pitching questions up in the air. So we're going to break it down for you the best we can right now. Top price pitcher on the slate, Kevin Gausman, 10-5 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. We saw Kikuchi slice and dice the Phils on Tuesday. Gausman's been really strong. 3 of his last 4 starts over 20 DK points, coming off of 7 shutout innings against the Guardians and 6 Ks. He has 6 or more Ks in 5 straight starts. Been looking like the Gausman of old, 3 in runs or less in 4 of the last 5, 4 in runs or less in all 5. He's been very, very solid going up against a Philadelphia Phillies team that over the last month, 23.4% K rate, 239 average, 163 ISO versus righty. So if you want to pay up for Gausman, no problem with that at all. Then you got Blake Snell at 10-1. And this one's interesting because the walks have been a major issue with Snell. 4-4-4-5-7 in his last 5 starts, but still getting a nice set of strikeouts, 7 or more in 3 straight. He's allowed 3 earned runs or less in 15 straight starts for an ERA of like 1.2-ish, give or take. I just wrote him up for an article for Baseball HQ. He's been outstanding in that regard. It's just the walks that have kind of slowed down his overall success. He's been outstanding, 123 Ks over 85 innings over those 15 starts. Again, the walks can be an issue. And now he goes up against a Baltimore team. We know a pretty good Baltimore team for sure. Baltimore team that got shut down on Tuesday by Michael Wacha and company in that San Diego bullpen. But a Baltimore team with a 21% K rate versus lefties over the last month, hitting 253 with a 196 ISO. So Snell would be a nice contrarian look off of Gausman. I prefer Gausman if I'm paying all the way up, but Snell could be in play for you as well. Another pivot can be Clayton Kershaw. And the only reason why I'm not all in on Kershaw here at $9,900 is he threw 67 pitches his last outing. I imagine he gets up to 80-ish. So he has to be super efficient, which he can do. But like last outing, 5 innings, 1 run, 4 Ks for 15 points. Okay, that's good. You'd like a little more for $9,900, and that's why I just pay up for Gausman or Snell. If you want to get really different, if you're like a big field tournament, I could see the Kershaw appeal, but it's Gausman for me all the way up top. Luis Castillo at $9,600 at the Kansas City Royals is quite enticing as well. We've seen the blowups from Castillo, but at the same time, 4 of his last 5 outings, basically 25 or more DK points. He's thrown 6 innings in 5 straight, 3 in runs or less in 4 out of the 5. And he's getting the strikeouts, 6 or more Ks in all of those outings. He's got, it's 8, 6, 7, 9, 11. The Ks have been outstanding for Castillo over like the last month, a 27% K to walk for Luis Castillo, which is just premium stuff there. It's just that one bad outing against the Angels where he allowed 7 runs over 6 innings. Other than that, he's been pretty darn effective. Now the caveat, he faces the Royals, a Royals team that's pesky, striking out 19.7% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 254 with a 169 ISO. So strikeouts have not been as frequent with the Royals, and they've been able to put up runs. They're getting their team total quite a bit. We talked about that in the Discord with Direwerk bringing that up a few days ago, and it's been something to monitor, and it's been pretty darn accurate going forward. But Castillo is an elite ace, and if he's got his ace stuff, he can shut down this Royals team as well. So at $9,600, he's in play. Also, I'd prefer Gausman at 10-5, but if you want to save $1,000, basically go to Castillo. Totally cool with that. If you want to pivot to Blake Snell at 10-1, I think that's a viable option as well. Now it gets a little more dicey. You got Charlie Morton, $8,500 at home against the Yankees. We know with Morton, it's like, can you limit the walk? He had 7 walks in his last outing. He's got 7-4-3-5-3 in his last 5 outings. He's walking too many guys, and the strikeouts haven't been there for Morton, which they usually are. It's been 4-4, 8-1-4. We need those strikeouts. We used to be able to rely on Morton to go five or six innings, give up three or four runs, but still get you at least a K an inning. He's not doing that right now. That's making it very tough to roster Charlie Morton. I will say, though, in tournaments against the Yankees team, striking out nearly 23% of the time versus righties is enticing. They are hitting 288 with the 186 ISO, so they've hitting better of late with Judge coming back into town. So it's a very, very risky tournament play, but for $8,500, there is a ceiling there. There's also a massive floor. That's why he's a GPP play in Charlie Morton. James Paxton at $8,200 at the Washington Nationals. Paxton coming off a nice outing against Kansas City, 5 1/3 shutout innings with 6 Ks. He's gotten you 5 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4. He's gotten you two earned runs or less in 3 of his last 4, but he hasn't been as dominant as he first was when he came up. And now he's going up against a Nats team that over the last month, 19.3% K rate versus lefties, 278 average, 171 ISO, which makes it a little trickier. There's no sugarcoating that at all. So if you want to go Paxton, you can. I actually prefer maybe the ceiling of Morton in that matchup, but both pretty dicey plays. Now it comes into value land, and where do we want to punt on this slate? And Jonathan Gray at $6,900 at home against the Angels is interesting. Gray's coming off 7 shutout beautiful innings against the San Francisco Giants. Now that could be your caveat. It's a Giants team, you know, 7 Ks. He had a 2-to-1 ground ball to fly ball ratio. He looked great. He was decent in the start prior to against Miami, 5 1/3, 3 earned, 6 Ks. The biggest thing with John Gray is he was dealing, had the blister issue, really struggled a bunch. But he's got the strikeouts back up, six or more Ks in 3 straight starts. The swinging strike rate is back up to where you like to see it with John Gray. Now it's a matter of, can he do it consistently? And now he's facing the Angels, a struggling Angels team. An Angels team striking out over 28% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 230 with the 185 ISO. That makes Gray at $6,900 definitely in play on this slate. Now, the other punt I like a lot on this slate is Javier Assad of the Chicago Cubs at $6,400 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Assad made the spot start his last time out, 7 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks in Toronto. That was outstanding. Prior to that, did a little long relief, 3 2/3, 2 earned, 3 Ks against Atlanta. So they stretched him out, got up to 90 pitches this last time out. Looked very, very good against the Jays. And now he gets a Chicago White Sox team we know we can pick on. 24.3% K rate over the last month, 242 average, 137 ISO. So when it comes to John Gray and Javier Assad, I like them both. I like Assad a little better matchup-wise and just, I guess, I don't know if consistency is the right word, but just overall makeup. But John Gray's got the higher ceiling than Assad. There's no sugarcoating that. Like Gray, if he's on, you got 25 to 30 points coming your way. Where Assad, I think if we get to 20 points, we're feeling really great about life. So recapping your pitching, Gausman at 10-5, all aboard that. I think Snell at 10-1 is a good tournament play. And Castillo at 96 I like a lot as well. Middle of the pack, Morton and Paxton, tournaments only if you're feeling dicey. I'd rather go up top here and then go down to John Gray at 69 and Javier Assad at 64. And if you just want to get a bunch of bats, you can go Gray and Assad, and I'm totally cool with rolling the dice there. But I feel like either a Gausman, a Snell, a Castillo, one of them would be very, very nice to match up with either a Gray or an Assad on this slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right. Speaking of hitting on this slate, let's talk about the bats. Catcher's position for you here. I'm guessing Murphy gets the day off. If he doesn't, he's $5,500 versus Vasquez. You got William Contreras versus Kershaw. I think they'll pass on that one. But Cal Raleigh, Seattle had a big game on Tuesday. I like him a lot on a Wednesday going up against Alec Marsh. Raleigh's $4,500. Good spot there for him. Travis d'Arnaud's $4,200 versus Vasquez. Really good price point there as well. Going a little bit cheaper for you. Mitch Garver going up against Reed Detmers at $3,600. Right now, DK says Canning's pitching. It's Reed Detmers getting the start on Wednesday. It's already been announced. So Mitch Garver at $3,600, I think, is a really good play price-wise against Reed Detmers. And then as you go down at the position, like Yan Gomes versus Clevinger, I like the Cubs versus Clevinger in a big way at $3,200. I think that's in play for you. And then below 3K, not a ton initially. Like if you aren't using Assad, Grandal's $2,500. Higashioka's 25 versus Morton if you're feeling frisky there. But I kind of like that Garver at 36 is kind of my low point. I think it's a really, really good spot there versus Reed Detmers. First base for you, if you think John Gray is not going to have it, Shohei Ohtani at 65 is nice. But you got Matt Olson at 64 versus Vasquez. Atlanta's a great play yet again on this slate. You got Freddie Freeman versus Miley at 61. That's fine. But then Bellinger at 56. We like the Cubs versus Clevinger. So you can go that direction. Below 5K, you got Candelario at 47. He even picked up a stolen base on Tuesday. So that was very, very nice as well. Joey Meneses, if you want to fade Paxton, Meneses is $4,300. We like him versus lefties. So that's an angle to go to in this slate. Below 4,000 now, it's a little different. You know, Ty France went deep. He went 4-for-6 actually on Tuesday. Over the last 8 games, hitting pretty well with a couple home runs. France is $3,300 versus Alec Marsh. So he's a cheap piece of Seattle if you're looking to go that direction. Mike Moustakas, first base, third base is 32 versus John Gray. He'd be another one to circle in that regard. But other than that, there wasn't a ton of value on the slate in general when I gave a first look. Garrett Cooper, if he gets to start for San Diego with G-Man Choi out, he's going up against Dean Kramer, who I like Kramer, but if you're looking for value, Cooper's $2,400, and he'd fit the mold there. Second base for you, Mookie Betts at 62 versus Miley, okay. But Simeon at 58 versus Detmers, I like that quite a bit. Nico Horner at 51 versus Clevinger is solid as well. Ha-Sung Kim at 47 versus Kramer is not too bad either. I prefer Simeon and Horner over Kim, but both are in good spots. Trevor Story at $4,500 versus Mackenzie Gore. We love Story versus lefties. Looks like he's getting healthy. That's a good price point there at $4,500 versus Mackenzie Gore. Farther down, though, below 4K, you got the likes of it dries up quickly, folks. Wow. Monasterio, if you're not using Kershaw, Monasterio's 29. Not looking to go there, though. Nicky Lopez is second base outfield for Atlanta. He's $2,800, assuming he starts that game. We'll get to Vaughn Grissom later, who got called up. So keep an eye on that lineup. But Lopez started on Tuesday for the injured Aussie Albies. We'll see what happens on Wednesday. But for now, Nicky Lopez is $2,800. All right, third base position on this slate. Riley at 58 is great versus Vasquez. No problem there. Muncy versus Miley at 5K. Candelario at 47. All really good plays for you on that one. Like Eugenio Suarez, $4,100 versus Marsh. You can get a pretty good Seattle stack in here with a high-priced pitcher and a punt. No problem at all. If you want to fade Castillo, Mikel Garcia extended his hitting streak yet again. He's $3,800. He'd be one. Kiki Hernandez versus Wade Miley at 35 in play for you. I like Moustakas at 32 versus Gray. We've talked about him quite a bit of late. So that's an option for you as well. But that's about it at third base. Not a ton in the value department. Shortstop, you got Corey Seager versus Detmers at 63. That's great. Bobby Witt stays on fire, grand slam on Tuesday. He's $5,500 versus Castillo. Dansby Swanson at 5K is a great pay-up spot there versus Clevinger. That definitely tracks. Trevor Story, second base shortstop at 45. We already mentioned how much we like him in this scenario. But you got Vaughn Grissom at $3,400 versus Vasquez if he gets the start for at second base for the injured Albies. That's not a bad play there. He was hitting him very, very well in AAA. But after Vaughn, it's not much down here. It's That's why I said this slate limited on value. Outfield position for you here. You got Acuna at 66. He went deep on Tuesday. He's good. Hashtag good. Otani at 65 is fine. Betts as well. Judge in tournaments at 6K is totally cool. Tatis in tournaments at 59. Same with Soto. But up here, it's Acuna. It's Otani for me if you're paying up. Otherwise, you drop down to Bellinger at 56. On board with that one. Adelis Garcia versus Detmers at 54 is very, very nice. And the one of your pay-up Seattle spots, J-Rod at 53, is pretty strong. He is on fire over like the last 3 or 4 weeks right now. So I like that with J-Rod at 53. Going down below 5K now, you got the likes of Lane Thomas. We love versus lefties. He's 48 versus Paxton. That's a good tournament look. Michael Harris is hitting second with no Ozzy Albies. He's $4,400. That's too cheap with Harris hitting second. So that's a really good play. Marcelo Zuna at 43. I believe he went deep on Tuesday. He's another guy to keep in mind. Giancarlo Stanton at 42 in tournaments is solid. You got Adam Duvall versus the lefty Gore at 4,000. We love Duvall versus lefties. That's a place to target as well. Farther down here, Ian Happ at $3,800. Had another nice game on Tuesday. He's 38 versus Clevenger. That is very nice. Eddie Rosario at 37 versus Vasquez. Talkman at 37 versus Clevenger. So some nice high 3K guys in really good matchups here. Just get you a little bit of savings on this slate. Going down to the low threes now, Cade Marlowe at 34 versus Marsh. He's been hitting fourth or fifth for the Mariners. So if you're stacking up the Mariners, use Marlowe. Don't prefer him as a one-off, though. Seiya Suzuki had another nice game on Tuesday. He's 33 versus Clevenger. So obviously the outfield will be loaded on this slate. And there's a lot of decent price tag. Like, you don't have to pay up in the outfield like you do at most other positions. Below 3K, you got Nicky Lopez at 28. And then you'll have a few others here, but nothing really stands out. Like Alex Call is 27 versus Paxton. He's swinging it a little better, but I'm not in love with him. Canzone of Seattle's 26 if you're going to go deep into the Seattle stack. And then JP Martinez, I mentioned him on yesterday's show. He's been quite productive for his price tag. He's $2,500, 7, 14, 10, 8 in his last four games. He's basically like the cheapest guy you're probably going to want to use, and he's putting up decent numbers. So he'd be a guy to keep in mind as well. Recapping your pitching on this slate, you got Gossman at 10.5, Snell at 10.1, Castillo at 96. I prefer Gossman, but the other two are definitely in play. Morton and Paxton in tournaments, that's it if you're feeling frisky. And then punt-wise, Jonathan Gray at $6,900, Assad at 64 are a couple I like there. If you're stacking it up, you can go Boston versus the lefty Gore. I think there's something there. Washington, if you want to go super contrarian versus Paxton, I'm also cool with that as well. Atlanta versus Vasquez is outstanding. There's no hiding that. Love Texas versus Detmers. Love the Cubs versus Clevenger. And then I think Seattle versus Marsh is very, very solid as well. So my main focus, Atlanta, Texas, Cubs, Mariners are my main four stacks with the pitchers we mentioned before. But all right, folks, that'll do it. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Yes, what about Clevenger? He's been okay lately. Yeah, I'm going to pass on Clevenger. We're targeting Clevenger in a real deal. But yeah, that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. Hope you guys have a fun Wednesday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 16th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/GET100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.